This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of November 17th. A listener recently asked me why ground beef was so much more expensive than it was a year ago. Well, I replied, there's no simple answer, as some politician would have us believe. An article by Michelle Rook in Drover Journal points out where we're at when it comes to beef production in the U.S. First, the law of supply and demand has come into play, with the U.S. beef cattle herd shrinking to the lowest level in the last 50 years due to prolonged drought conditions in the Great Plains and Western states that dried up pastures and rangelands. This forced many ranchers to sell off part of their herds, which led to fewer calves, and in turn, there were fewer cattle going into feedlots, where profit margins are thin because of high feed costs. But these higher feed costs aren't because of crop farmers getting rich. They're dealing with increased costs of machinery replacement repairs and fuel, as well as increasing labor costs to keep their equipment running during planting, cultivating, and harvest. But a bumper crop for U.S. grain farmers is beneficial for cattle feeders because their feed costs are lower, while farmers take a hit because larger crop yields often don't make up for the lower prices they receive. Consumers may be looking at higher beef prices for a while, according to Daryl Peel, extension and livestock specialist at Oklahoma State University. Quote, I think we should see elevated cattle prices for much of the rest of the decade. History tells us that we tend to put in a peak about a year to a year and a half after we know we're saving heifers for rebuilding. And I'll say this, people worry about a sharp drop like we saw about a decade ago, but this is a very different situation. A decade ago was the fastest rebuild in history. This time we're on the slowest rebuild in history. It's a completely different model. Recent comments from Washington suggest cattle and beef prices are too high, but Peel says the current price levels make sense when viewed in context. There's always a speculative element to those markets. That means there's always an opportunity to push prices a little higher, and we can certainly see temporary corrections because of that. But fundamentally, I don't think we are too high. This market has very strong underlying foundations for why we're where we are right now. Another consideration concerning beef pricing is the cost of getting beef from the pasture to consumers' plates that has also become more expensive due to higher energy costs that are also affecting feedlots and cattle slaughter facilities. Operating costs for this stage of beef production has climbed sharply over the past few years, with labor shortages in meat packing and processing plants pushing wages higher. While with fewer workers available, plants end up operating below capacity, causing slower output that raises the cost of beef for meat wholesalers and retailers that is passed on to consumers. The fallout concerning Trump's announcement about importing Argentine beef in order to lower the cost of beef for U.S. consumers last month is still rankling cattlemen. According to the U.S. Cattlemen's Association President Justin Tupper, Trump's announcement was a slap in the face of U.S. cattle producers and is also questionable about whether the move would do any good to lower cost of beef for U.S. consumers. Theodore Roosevelt wrote, when they call the roll in the senators do not know whether to answer present or not guilty. Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.